Random House Audio presents The Third Plate, Field Notes on the Future of Food, written and read for you by Dan Barber.
Introduction. A corn cob, dried and slightly shriveled, arrived in the mail not long after we opened Blue Hill at Stone Barns. Along with the cob was a check for $1,000. The explanation arrived the same day in an email I received from Glenn Roberts, a rare seeds collector and supplier of specialty grains. Since Blue Hill is part of the Stone Barns Center for Food and Agriculture, a multi-purpose farm and education center, Glenn wanted my help persuading the vegetable farmer to plant the corn in the spring. He said the corn was a variety called New England 8-row Flint. There is evidence, Glenn told me, that 8-row Flint corn dates back to the 1600s, when, for a time, it was considered a technical marvel. Not only did it consistently produce 8 fat rows of kernels, 4 or 5 was the norm back then, modern cobs have 18 to 20 rows. But it also had been carefully selected by generations of Native Americans for its distinctive flavor. By the late 1700s, the corn was widely planted in western New England and the lower Hudson Valley, and later it was found as far as southern Italy. But a brutally cold winter in 1816 wiped out the New England crop. Seed reserves were exhausted.